Welcome to today's episode. We're diving into why Spotify monthly listeners are crucial for any artist's growth. Dr. Smith, can you explain how these numbers impact an artist's reach and credibility on the platform?
Certainly, monthly listeners are a direct indicator of an artist's popularity. The higher the number, the more likely Spotify's algorithm will push their music to playlists like Discover Weekly. This visibility is vital for reaching new audiences.
That's fascinating. However, with millions of tracks uploaded daily, the competition is fierce. Could you share an example of an artist who overcame this challenge?
Absolutely. Take indie artist Jane Doe. She initially struggled with a low listener count but focused on engaging her core fanbase, which gradually increased her listener numbers and led to her being featured on major playlists.
But what about the flip side? Are there artists who focus too much on numbers but miss out on genuine fan engagement?
A valid point. Some artists chase numbers through inorganic means, which can lead to temporary boosts but doesn't translate to real engagement or fan loyalty. Building a dedicated following takes authentic interaction and time.
With these insights, moving forward, how can artists balance these aspects effectively?
Artists should focus on creating meaningful connections with their audience while using data to inform their strategies. This combined approach can lead to sustained growth and genuine success.
Let's shift gears to the hurdles independent artists face on Spotify. With such a crowded marketplace, what are the biggest challenges they encounter, Dr. Smith?
Independent artists often struggle with visibility. The sheer volume of daily uploads means it's easy for their tracks to get lost. Without existing engagement, algorithms might overlook them, favoring more established artists.
It's a tough landscape. I heard about an artist who faced this but managed to break through. Can you share their story?
Certainly. Artist Alex Rivera utilized social media to amplify his Spotify presence. By sharing behind-the-scenes content and engaging directly with fans, he increased his listener base and eventually caught the attention of playlist curators.
Yet, there are cases where artists focus only on playlist placements without building a fan base. Does this approach have pitfalls?
Yes, relying solely on playlists can be risky. While they provide exposure, without a loyal fan base, artists may see only temporary gains. Consistent fan interaction is crucial for lasting success.
In light of these challenges, what's a proactive strategy for artists going forward?
Artists should diversify their approach, leveraging both online platforms for promotion and engaging content to connect with fans. Building a multifaceted strategy ensures more stable and long-term growth.
Now, let's explore solutions. Offers a unique service for increasing Spotify monthly listeners. How does it help artists grow organically, Dr. Smith?
Provides packages that enhance visibility through real listener growth. By targeting genuine music fans, it boosts engagement without the risks associated with fake bot interactions, allowing artists to gain authentic traction.
That's promising. Do you have an example of an artist who successfully used this service?
Of course, singer-songwriter Emily Tran saw a significant rise in her listeners after using. This visibility led to her music being picked up by playlist curators, further expanding her reach.
However, some might argue that relying on such services could become a crutch. What are your thoughts on this?
It's important to view as a tool to complement organic efforts, not replace them. Artists should continue creating engaging content and connecting with their audience to sustain growth.
Looking ahead, how can artists integrate these services into a broader strategy for success?
Artists should use services like Strategically, aligning them with personal branding efforts and fan engagement activities. This synergy can lead to a well-rounded approach in propelling their music careers forward.
Finally, let's discuss the future of music promotion. With technology evolving, what trends should artists anticipate, Dr. Smith?
We're seeing a shift towards more personalized listener experiences. AI-driven platforms can tailor music suggestions based on user habits, offering new opportunities for artists to reach audiences they might not have considered.
That sounds innovative. Can you provide an example of how this could work in practice?
Certainly, imagine an artist whose music is automatically recommended to fans of similar genres through AI analysis. This proactive exposure can significantly broaden their reach without active promotion.
But with technology, there's always the risk of over-reliance. How can artists maintain authenticity amidst these advancements?
Artists should stay informed about tech developments, experiment with new platforms, and continuously engage with their audience. Embracing innovation while staying true to their artistry will be essential for thriving in the evolving music landscape.